5:41. An occasional beer, glass of wine, or mixed drink won't kill you, but tens of thousands of people are dying each year from excessive drinking. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out on the problem, and joining us to talk more about it is Dr. Drew Pinsky.
He is the host of HLN's Dr. Drew On Call, which also dispenses medical. He also dispenses medical advice every weekday here on WTOP. Good to have you back, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Sean. My pleasure.
The numbers here are stunning in this study. 88,000 excessive drinking deaths of working age adults from 2006 through 2010. One-tenth of the deaths in this country during that period for that age group. How does that happen?
Well, there's two things that really jump out from these numbers. One is that we're really, these numbers are not 1 in 10 of all adults. It's of working age adults, people in the prime of their life we're talking about here. The other thing, for anyone such as myself that works in and around alcoholism and addiction, it's what's shocking to me is that people wouldn't automatically understand this. It's actually shocking to me. Addiction, whether it's alcohol or pharmaceutical drugs, is a deadly disease. And alcohol, for some reason, tends to fly under the radar because we are so socially accustomed to it and it's so much a part of the fabric of what we all do. But the two-inch thing about alcohol is composed, as opposed to other drugs, alcohol is the one drug from which the withdrawal is frequently fatal. And it's also a carcinogen. It's a common carcinogen. It contributes to cancer of many different body tissues, including common cancers like breast cancer. So this data is looking at the accidents that I think everyone is understand you can get into while drinking, but also the untoward medical consequences such as high blood pressure, liver disease, pancreatitis, and finally cancer. I've been saying for years that if you look at young adults and even adolescents, and you look at any measurable untoward medical outcome, you always find alcohol. Whether it's an unwanted pregnancy, an STD, an accident, a fight, whatever it might be, you always find alcohol. That's virtually 100% of the time.
I'm really curious. I'm really curious. You mentioned that withdrawal from alcohol can kill someone. How does that happen?
Well, withdrawal is an unregulated discharge from the central nervous system, and when someone has been, the central nervous system has been depressed by the chronic exposure to alcohol. Alcohol is typically, if somebody's an alcoholic, it's not an intermittent thing, it's a pretty continuous thing, though I will remind people, today the data that came out is not just about continuous alcoholism, it's also about binge drinking, and binge drinking is 5 drinks in 2 hours for male, 4 for female, or heavy drinking, which is 15 drinks or more per week for a male and 8 for a female. But if you're in a situation where there is regular daily use, people, I think, are aware that you can get the shakes and you can have seizures. This is the result of the nervous system compensating for the chronic exposure to a central nervous system depressant. In the case of alcohol, you get something in severe cases called delirium tremens, where the autonomic nervous system collapses. Usually that's in the setting of a second problem like an infection or something such as that or a heart attack. But the unregulated outflow from the central nervous system is a frequently fatal outcome of chronic alcohol use.
In our final 30 seconds, what would you like us to take away from this study?
I would like you to take away that this is matter of fact. This is not something we should be shocked by, and that we should have a respectful attitude towards alcohol. We've come to understand that nicotine and tobacco is a serious issue. Alcohol is equally as serious for us. And I'm not interested in bumming anybody's hire and saying that we should never drink. I'm not saying that. But let's have a respectful eye towards this drug that is just another drug that we as humans have a relationship with.
All right, Dr. Drew, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Dr. Drew Pinsky is host of HLN's Dr. Drew On Call. He's also heard every weekday here on WTOP.